This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
And people wondered, are these people worse sinners? Did they suffer because they were sinners and God was punishing them? And I want you to notice, because this is important, Jesus answers no. They weren't punished because of their sin. But then he turns it around and makes it personal and says, but you. Unless you repent, you too will perish. I've studied that. I've thought about that for months one time. And it finally dawned on me what Jesus would say to 9/11 and tragedies in our culture. And people would say, did those people in New York City die because they were worse sinners? Jesus' answer would be the same. No. But he would also turn and say, but unless you, Randy, unless you repent, you too will perish. Took these events out of the current events, out of the news, and said, he used it as an opportunity to get people to think about the word repentance. Here's my point. If Jesus felt the need to do that with those two events in history, why wouldn't I feel that today in 2017 when there's a tragedy? I need to think about repentance. Why? Because Jesus did. He mentioned it in connection. I find that interesting. I want to talk about the word repentance for a minute. I've talked about this before. Repentance isn't just feeling guilty. It's not just feeling sorry. Repentance doesn't mean, you know, you're sorry you got caught. You know, repentance isn't feeling just some remorse and guilt. It's not a guilt trip. Repentance literally means to turn 180 degrees. You go from one direction, the opposite direction. You turn away from something and you turn toward the Lord. And you know you are repenting when you find out that you are leaving something in your past and going in a new direction toward the Lord. I know I shared this story when I was here last year. I told you about Richard, who's now in the ministry in Tennessee, but who told a powerful story about being a drug dealer in New York years earlier when he was a younger man. It's interesting how you change in your level of maturity from a 20-year-old to a 40 or 50-year-old. He said when he was in his 20s, a drug dealer, he said he couldn't care less about his mother, his two sisters. He said they could have been killed because of his drug dealings. He said they could have been kidnapped. They could have been held hostage. They could have been tortured. He said there was a whole list of things that happened to other people's relatives because of their involvement in drug dealing. But you know what? Something happened to Richard, and some of you will remember the story that I told. A drug deal went south, and I'm going to spare you the details because they're awful. But he was stabbed 5 times in a drug deal that went south. 5 times. They were major wounds. And here's what he says, and I'm cleaning this up. He said, all I could do was take my arms like this and hold my wounds. Use his forearm to cover one or two wounds in his hand and the other forearm, and he said it was an unbelievable sight. And he tells about that, and then he says, and here's the unbelievable part of the story. He said, do you know what word was going through my mind over and over? Was it 911? Somebody get a medic? I need a doctor? What was he saying? He said, all I could think of, repentance. He said the word just went over his mind over and over, repent, repent. I want to suggest the Lord was dealing with it. You don't repent unless you're convicted by the Lord. That's my feeling. And I think conviction is the first step of repentance. It's when a man or woman is convicted in their spirit about their sin that something happens. It's called repentance. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you. Thanks for listening to Cross Hope.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.